Title: National Labor Relations Board's General Counsel releases memorandum providing guidance on handbook rules after its December 2017 Boeing decision. Content: On June 6, 2018, the National Labor Relations Board (NLRB) or Board General Counsel issued memorandum GC18-04, GC18-04, which provides guidance to employers on the legality of certain handbook rules following the Board's decision in the Boeing Company 365 NLRB No. 154, December 14, 2017. By way of background, in 2004, the Board issued Lutheran Heritage Village Livonia 343 NLRB 646, 2004, which held that the mere maintenance of a neutral work rule violated Section 8(a)(1) of the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA or Act, if employees would reasonably construe the rule to prohibit protected concerted activity under Section 7 of the NLRA. The Lutheran Heritage Test gave no consideration to the employer's stated justifications for implementing the rule, and produced arbitrary and oftentimes nonsensical board decisions that appeared to hinge on what the then board majority believed an employee may think about a particular rule. In Boeing, the board overruled the reasonably construed standard announced in Lutheran Heritage and issued a new test that balanced the impact a reasonably interpreted, facially neutral rule may have on employees' Section 7 rights with the employer's business justifications for the rule. The board noted that work rules will likely fall into three categories. Category 1 rules, which will include rules that the board deems to be facially lawful. Category 2 rules, which will require individualized scrutiny to determine if the rules are lawful. And Category 3 rules, which will be rules designated by the board as unlawful. A more detailed discussion of the Boeing case is available here. Although the Boeing decision offered some useful guidance for employers, and specifically, the no-camera rule at issue was determined to be a lawful Category 1 rule due to the heightened security concerns applicable to the defense contractor employer, Boeing provided little guidance to employers on how other common employment policies and rules would be categorized by the board. Fortunately, GC18-04 fills this gap by providing specific examples of various common workplace policies that fall within each of the three new categories announced by the Boeing decision. Although GC18-04 does not deal with every type of rule or policy that an employer may promulgate, for example, rules concerning confidentiality of discipline or arbitration or rules that limit access to board processes, we expect that cases evaluating these rules will be coming down the pipeline soon. Category 1 rules, generally lawful to maintain, GC18-04 states that the following types of rules are generally lawful to maintain, and that regions should dismiss any unfair labor practice charges alleging that these rules are facially unlawful. Civility rules, rules that, for example, prohibit rude or discourteous behavior, conduct that impedes harmonious interactions, or disparaging company employees. No photography / no recording rules, rules that prohibit the use of cameras or recording devices. Note that rules that ban the possession of cell phones at work may be unlawful under certain circumstances. Insubordination rules, rules that prohibit insubordination, unlawful or improper conduct, uncooperative behavior, refusal to comply with orders or perform work, or other on-the-job conduct that adversely affects the employer's operations. Disruptive behavior rules, rules that prohibit boisterous, disruptive, or disorderly conduct. Confidentiality rules, rules that protect an employer's confidential, proprietary, or customer information that do not mention employee or wage information. Defamation or misrepresentation rules, rules that prohibit defamation, slander, and misrepresentation. Employer logos and intellectual property rules, rules that prohibit the use of employer logos or trademarks. Rules requiring authorization to speak for the company, rules that prohibit employees from responding to media requests or commenting on behalf of the employer. Conflict of interest rules, rules that ban disloyalty, nepotism, or self-enrichment, or rules that prohibit certain competitive activities. Category 2 rules require individualized security. Category 2 rules require a case-by-case evaluation. Accordingly, GC18-04 states that all Category 2 rules must be submitted to